All right, here we go. Today is October 21st, 2019. Let's see. It's Apple Day, Babbling Day, Celebration of the Mind Day, Garbanzo Bean Day. I like the garbanzo beans.
What do you put them on?
I'm a fan of those. I put them on a model.
A Model T?
A Model T, man. You need them off of them. International Day of the Nacho.
You like the nachos, Joe?
God, I love them. Who doesn't like nachos, right?
It's hard not to like nachos. It's one of the food groups.
Reptile Awareness Day. Greg, keep that snake away from me.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
That's called saving you from yourselves.
It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, October the 21st. Download that WNSR app. Take us wherever you go. Also, WNSR.com. Listen live like Ricky Cook does every day and Bruce Clark. They know what to do. You should know what to do as well. All right, here we go. Greg, 1975. I'm going to give you one word. You tell me what it is, right? This day, 1975. Pudge.
That would be the Carlton Fisk home run for the Red Sox against the Yankee. Nope. Don't know, but he went fair. He was making all the signals to keep it going fair. So call. All right, Pudge. Carlton Fisk should be the only answer I have to give.
Who'd they beat?
That was in the. They beat the Reds.
Right.
Beat the Reds.
What game of the World Series?
I don't know. Game six.
Game six. Good job. You did well.
Assist Charlie.
Well done. 1970.
I didn't do nothing except punch the microphone.
1976, the New York Knicks retire their first ever number. Willis Reed. What was the number?
What was he, 19?
That a boy, Greggy. Killing it today, man. 1980. In Game 6, in front of 66,000 fans at Veterans Stadium, the Philadelphia Phillies win their first World Series ever in the 98-year history of the franchise. Who did they beat? 1980. You want a clue?
1980. Yeah, give me a clue. I know it's American League team, so obviously.
Hemorrhoids.
Oh, see, that's not a clue.
That's a clue.
That's a gift. The hemorrhoids are a gift.
Are not a gift.
It is.
You obviously have never had to deal with them.
Oh, I have. As a matter of fact, I got to go get some today.
We'll flag that.
For that ride to Evansville.
Gross. We'll flag that right there.
As a matter of fact, my seat has a stain.
I have something to talk to Human Resources about now.
Are you ready?
Jake, get in here.
Go.
Who is it?
Who they beat?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Kansas City.
That's right.
I didn't realize we were just
that's right.
Either.
I thought we already established
now,
that.
For those new fans who hopped on board today, in case you didn't know, 1980, George Brett was the best hitter in baseball, missed a game or two of the World Series because he had hemorrhoids.
Oh, he had hemorrhoids.
He couldn't.
Most people do. They just, had to be tethered.
I couldn't play. 1989, the Houston Cougars become the first major college football team to gain 1,000 yards in a game. Who was their quarterback?
Andre Ware.
Atta boy, man. Good job, buddy. Going down here. 1998, the Yankees get their three-peat at the World Series in this day by defeating this team. Swept this team. 1998.
Dodgers.
Nope.
Who?
Down the coast a little more.
Oh, the... The Padres?
Yeah, Padres.
Wow, that's right. That is right.
Good
job. Whipped them.
Yeah.
Bad. All right, that's it. That's all we got there for this day in birthdays. All right, for this day in history. All right, celebrity birthdays. We got some good ones today. We had a good week last week.
Did we, though?
I don't know what happened. It just sounds good. Like, oh, I'm
a I mean, I get you. That does sound good when you say it like that.
All right, here we go.
I don't remember what happened in this segment.
Oh, my sweetheart has a birthday today. We'll get to that in a little bit, though. First up... Judge Judy.
65. 73.
77.
Wow.
Going down
Judy's
here.
Holding up.
No. No, she's not.
Yeah. I haven't seen under the robe. You know where I was going, right? I hadn't seen under the robe, so I don't know.
The most beautiful woman in America, Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, gosh, get over that.
She's gorgeous. Yeah. You shut your mouth.
34.
39.
39 exactly.
Sorry about knowing the
don't you apologize
for your
that.
Girlfriend.
Don't you apologize. You know she's beautiful.
He's already sent her something.
I mean, she's beautiful. She's
well, are you going to send her something today? You talk about it all the time.
They're going to go to Fletcher's.
We are going to go to Fletcher's, and then she's going to ride up to Evans with me later on. And we're meeting our good friend Rami Malek up in Evansville tonight.
Who?
Rami Malek. He played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, okay. Won Academy Award. Yeah. He's from Evansville.
Don't worry, Joe. Ricky Cook knew.
He's going to be there?
Yeah,
tonight?
We're meeting him night 6 at the casino.
All right, cool.
You're not going to be there, though, in time because you got to stop and get your medicines.
Do whatever you do. How about this? Our good friend Steve Cropper, today's his birthday. Crap dog.
77.
76.
78. Tied at ones.
I think we should both get a point for that. We're both with them.
Steve is celebrating allergies. I'm sorry, guys.
Steve is celebrating with a pot of coffee today.
Maybe two.
Maybe two. Maybe three.
What's the matter, Joe? You seem like something's distracting
you.
Oh,
my computer's locking up.
Okay.
Singer Manfred Mann.
Really?
Manfred Mann.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
My computer locking up?
No, I'm not talking about that
either.
No,
his computer's locking up, all right?
Manfred Mann is 77.
75.
79. Poe, you got a 2-1 lead, man. What's happening over there?
Been blinded by the light. Cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night.
Is it deuce?
Yeah.
Because I've always thought it was something else.
No, it's not, Joe. Please.
All right, how about the singer Elvin Bishop?
Elvin Bishop sitting on bail. Hey, ain't good looking, but he sure can play. Is that who we're talking about?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie Daniels. Elvin Bishop is 68.
69.
77.
Dang.
Let's go down.
77 for Elvin Bishop. Wow.
Going down here. Good Lord, there's a lot of don't know that guy.
1999.
It's country singer Kane Brown.
Who? If you've ever heard of Kane Brown.
Yeah, he's a country singer from Chattanooga, was discovered on YouTube. His drummer just passed away in a car wreck on I-24 down in Murfreesboro.
I did see that accident.
That's his drummer, yeah.
Yeah, so Kane Brown's 40.
37.
26. Let me go back to this list here. Hold on, people.
What's the score?
You're up 2-1, but there's not a lot. All right, George Bell, 1987, America's Most Valuable Player. Hell,
yeah,
birthday.
George Bell.
57.
59.
He's 60. That's a tie, and I'm out of people.
That's a push.
A push, yeah.
I will see Bet the Bush
tell
later on.
Tell the commissioner
today.
I said hello.
That's
at the
right.
OVC meetings.
All right, here's your song. From the top movie of 1981, this was the top song of the year, 1981.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
You got this, Greg. You can do this. That piano rakes.
Not a great spot for this Monday morning, by the way.
I know.
Need a little more upper than this.
Once in your life.
This is Christopher Cross.
Halfway there.
And it is for he's a brat.
Yep.
Rich brat. Played by the English guy that was in 10.
Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore.
He's talking his way into it.
Yeah, yes. I'm never.
Liza Minnelli's in it.
Yeah.
Hey! What have you got? Come on.
I used to like Criss Cross.
What really movie?
he did a song called Salem, too.
He did.
I don't know what he said. I've seen
Yeah, but then he
times.
Recorded the theme to this movie. Starring Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli.
Now, the title of the song is the best that you can do, but right. What movie?
No, I know what we're trying to determine.
Sir John Gielgud was the butler?
Yeah, he was great in that. I used to
Right, I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me?
Oh, he just said it, too.
Yeah, I know it.
Arthur.
That's Arthur.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.